Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Carolyn Maloney, you know, you are one of my favorites in the entire world, and we go a long way back. And every time I say, you know, one of the best congresspeople in the House of Representatives is Carolyn Maloney, and they always say, yeah, she's the one for guns out on Long Island. They mean Carolyn McCarthy. But you are so smart. And I want to talk to you about guns first. You put in a bill on gun control, which makes so much sense to me. When I always say, talk to my students, they always say, why not insure them? So that somebody, you drive a dangerous car, you need insurance. You have a gun, you need insurance. I think it's a great idea. Tell me about it.
Well, for dangerous products, we often require liability insurance. If you purchase a car, you have liability insurance. And a gun is far more lethal. More people die from gun violence. We've had over 3,000 people killed from gun violence since the terrible tragedy of the young people in Sandy Hook. Why not require it for guns? And it's market-based. If you are high risk, it would be more. If you are low risk, it would have incentives in it. If you lock up your guns, it'd be lower insurance. If you put safety locks on it so children can't pick them up, that would be a lower reason to have lower insurance. And I thought it was a really good bill, and I was surprised at the amount of negative calls that came in on it. But I think it eventually will pass because it's common sense and it's preventive, and we need to do something about the violence in our country. Believe me, Alan, if guns made us safer, we would be the safest country on earth because we have more guns per person than any other place on earth.
The other thing is the background checks. Tell me a little about why there's opposition to that.
Well, I think that's incredibly common sense, and that's part of the package that is moving forward in the Senate today. And it includes several elements of the president's plan to prevent gun violence, including requiring enforceable criminal background checks for all gun sales, imposing serious penalties on gun traffickers, and enhancing school safety. The one that I authored was the one that imposes penalties on gun traffickers. If you can believe it, it is not a felony to traffic in illegal guns now. And law enforcement is screaming for this bill. It was the first bill to have bipartisan support. We have 5 Republicans that are supporting it in the House. Another part of the bill is straw purchasers would have enforceable penalties. In the Senate, it's 15 years in the slammer. In the House, in my bill, it's 20 years in the slammer.
And a straw purchaser, somebody who buys it for somebody else or uses an assumed name?
Right. And if you remember in Brewster, New York, 10 days after Sandy, this was an example that really hit this bill, a neighbor bought a AK-47, a Bushmaster, and terrible weapons for her neighbor who was a felon who had just gotten out of prison. And if she had known that you could go 20 years in the slammer for buying guns for people who shouldn't have them, I doubt she would have bought them. And if you remember what happened, this person then set fire to his house, and as police and fire, and this was a volunteer police and fire department, showed up to protect him and save him from the burning fire, he then went out there and just machine gunned him down. He killed 2 police officers, wounded others seriously. I talked to some of the officers that were there. They said it was horrible. They thought they were going to die. Bullets coming at them from everywhere. I offered this bill several years ago during the hearings on Fast and Furious, if you remember that, when the Republicans were going after Eric Holder, our attorney general.
Yep, I remember.
And complaining about violence at the border. And I said, well, if you're really serious about violence at the border, let's crack down on trafficking and illegal guns. Of course, they were opposed to that. But that makes sense. This bill is supported deeply by Republicans, and the NRA has come out in support of the Senate bill, which is the definition of straw purchasers is more not as broad as my definition. So I'm sure that will pass. But what I find infuriating and very disturbing, Alan, and we've been in on this issue for many years working together on it, is the fact that this bill is so weak compared to what we passed in 1994. We did ban assault weapons.
I remember.
We did ban the magazines to 10 shots. And they think that the limiting the magazines, the fact that the shooter had to reload in Sandy Hook, 11 children ran out and escaped. So when you have to stop them from mowing people down with their bullets, it gives people a chance to survive. That also happened in Tucson when the shooter started shooting at my colleague Gabby Giffords, whom I hope to see this weekend when I go back to Washington. I know she's going to be there lobbying for these gun bills. But when he had to stop to reload is when someone was able to capture him and stop him from killing other people.
Well, look, I want to ask you a psychological question. You sit in that House of Representatives. It's controlled by the Republicans and Boehner and all those types. Do they ever look in a mirror on this issue? I mean, what is it that, is it just pure politics that makes them so opposed to sensible things?
Well, I believe it's the power of the NRA. They're very active, both financially and with support in elections, very organized in getting out the vote. And for the first time, the mayors against gun violence are a counterweight to them. I believe Mayor Bloomberg has done a sensational job. And other mayors, and coming out and saying, hey, give us the tools to protect our citizens. Let us be able to go after the bad guys. Let us try to stop the bad guys. And one thing that we need to make clear is that we are not against the Second Amendment. We're for the Second Amendment. Law-abiding people can have their registered guns. They can have guns for self-defense, for target practice, recreation, or hunting. But it's bad people. We want to keep the guns out of the bad people's hands. And it just makes tremendous common sense, and it'll make our streets safer. We are the most armed country on earth. And we really need to invest in our nation's schools and make them safer, investing in more security there. And we really do need to give law enforcement the tools to capture gun traffickers and to put them in jail. At one hearing we had on the straw purchasers, the law enforcement border agents testified that they do not even prosecute straw purchasers, because there's no meaningful punishment. So even if you convicted them, it's just a paper crime. It's just a slap on the wrist. This bill would put real teeth behind it and allow us to go after the bad people and get the guns out of their hands. So I think everybody should be for it.
Tell me, Carolyn Maloney, what are the chances that you can get something through the Republican House of Representatives?
I believe we will pass a bill in the Senate, and I believe we will pass a bill in the House, because the final determination will be an election. And the overwhelming public support for gun safety, it's in the 80s, in the 90s, even NRA members support these gun safety bills. One of our co-sponsors is Scott Ridgel from Virginia. He's a member of the NRA. He is supporting this bill. So I believe it will pass. Also, the families are there. The Sandy Hook families are there. And they have been in Congress for the past 3 weeks. I met with him not last week, but the week before. And when you look into the eyes of these parents who've lost their children, and you're going to tell them that you can't do background checks, that you can't keep traffic guns out of the hands of criminals and make it a felony to traffic in guns?
So are some of the colleagues, I have to go, but are some of the colleagues' profiles in courage? In other words, there are some people who will know that this is going to cost them, but it's the right thing to do and we'll do it anyway.
I believe so, but I also believe the American public is on the side of gun safety and common sense proposals. Every poll shows that. They really show that. And I feel that the mayors against gun violence are also coming out strongly in support of members of Congress that are doing the right thing. So the equation has changed somewhat.
Carolyn Maloney, we love you. I mean that. And
are the best.
And we will see
Alan,
you.
Alan, always a great pleasure.
We will see you for the next one. Next time I want to talk to you about immigration, okay?
Okay.